Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiators for the contentious trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership say they have made significant progress and will continue to work on the remaining outstanding issues. The TPP supporters say that the proposed pact would harmonize rules with laws between trading partners to make it easier to sell goods and services around the world. The TPP, which could cover 40% of the global economy, has sparked demonstrations in some TPP nations. World Health Organization reports the world is on the verge of a highly effective vaccine against the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein has details.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, says the initial results of the clinical trial of the vaccine in Guinea are exciting and promising.
If proven effective, this is going to be a game changer. It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
WHO-sponsored clinical trials of a Canadian vaccine called VSV-EBOV, developed by Merck Pharmaceutical Company, began in Guinea on March 23rd. The test proved so effective, the trial was stopped on July 26th to allow all people at risk to receive the vaccine immediately. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Security issues will be the focal point for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials over the weekend. From Egypt, Mr. Kerry will travel to Qatar, where he will meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council about the Iran nuclear deal. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam to mark the 20th anniversary of the start of U.S.-Vietnam diplomatic ties. This is VOA News. Afghan Taliban announced Friday the Supreme Council chose Mullah Akhtar Mansour as its new chief after confirming the reported death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Taliban sources say his leadership is highly contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. On Thursday, the Pakistani government announced the group's ongoing peace talks with the Afghan government have been postponed following the news of Omar's death. Tensions running high in the West Bank after a deadly hate crime targeting Palestinians. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli authorities are blaming Jewish militants for an arson attack on a West Bank home that killed a Palestinian toddler. Hebrew graffiti was found on the walls. Police say the assailants threw firebombs into the house, setting off a blaze during the night. The toddler's 4-year-old brother and parents were critically wounded. Israeli officials expressed shock and outrage over the attack. The Prime Minister's spokesman, Mark Regev.
The government of Israel unequivocally condemns this heinous crime, this act of terrorism.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who controls parts of the West Bank, called it a war crime. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Mr. Abbas to say the attack was, in his words, reprehensible and horrific. Piece of plane debris that investigators believe might be part of the missing Malaysia Airlines flight that disappeared last year is being flown to France, there to be analyzed by a technical team, found earlier in the week on Reunion Island in the Western Indian Ocean. Flight 370 was operating as a Boeing 777 on the flight that disappeared on March the 8th of 2014. 239 people were on board the flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event, IOC President Thomas Bach.
But now I would like to thank the two candidate cities of Almaty and Beijing for their truly excellent bids and the great spirit of fair play in which they have competed.
Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics back in 2008 and says that it will be reusing many of the venues for the Winter Games. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. It's what I give you every week on VOA's Jazz America. This week, I'm taking you backstage to the New York City Jazz Club, The Blue Note. You know, I love to take you to the jazz festivals, and I also love to take you to what I call a jazz festival every day in New York City, my home base. And one of the famous jazz clubs is the Blue Note in Greenwich Village. That's where I had a chance to see Jason Miles and Ingrid Jensen in their collaboration and celebration of Miles Davis channeling his spirit in the 21st century on their new album, Kind of New. I wish you'd had a chance to be there to hear them live. Instead, I'll do the next best thing, take you backstage to talk to the principal artists involved and hear their newest release. But to begin things, let's celebrate Miles Davis with music from one of the artists who worked with Miles over the years, guitarist Mike Stern. Here's his version of Miles' classic, So What, from the album Fusion for Miles, a guitar tribute. Here's Mike Stern. Thank you.
doesn't mean that much anymore. No, I'm sorry that sorry doesn't mean that much anymore. I'm sorry that sorry's what a woman needs to say. Feel like I say it 40 times a day. I'm sorry that sorry doesn't mean that much anymore. When the baby does her thing,
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Go on, daddy, when the music starts to swing.
Guitarist, vocalist, composer of Grenadian heritage from New York, K.J. Denhert, blending blues and jazz and folk music and everything else you can imagine. She certainly has a lot of influences and exhibits them all. The different lines in music are certainly blurring together as time rolls on, aren't they? That's K.J. Denhert from her album Destiny, brand new, and a song entitled Sorry. Hope you enjoyed that. This is Russ Davis, and this is VOA's Jazz America. And speaking of the lines of style in music blurring together, that is certainly what's happening as time rolls on in the world of jazz. And a perfect example of that are the many influences blending together to create the new album Kind of New. It's Ingrid Jensen on the trumpet and the great keyboardist and synthesizer expert Jason Miles. I went backstage before their performance at the Blue Note in New York City to celebrate the release of Kind of New, their collaborative effort. Here's some of that conversation, and we'll follow that with another song from Kind of New titled Close to the Action here on VOA's Jazz America.
So that's kind of where I'm coming from with it. It's just like taking simpler tunes and what I normally play with my band. My band, I have all these complex arrangements, go through meters 7 and 9 and 13 and whatever, and solis, and we're writing all the time, my sister and I. So it's a nice kind of departure from that, as well as all the influences of that heavy composition that I'm involved with these other bands I'm with Terry Lynn and with my sister's band and whoever else, my own stuff that I do with the great piano player Gary Versace. We have a duo project we do as well that, you know, channels a lot of these ideas. So it's the spirit is no different than what Miles' band was were about with Herbie and Wayne and Tony and Ron. It was just going for the music despite the way the music is supposed to sound. Right?
I think you learned the lesson he was trying to teach. You know, and I think he was saying, this instrument's your voice, find your voice, literally and figuratively. And you, as you said, you're a voice, singing voice, channeling through the horn.
But
I mean, that's
perfect.
Isn't that
what it's always about, though, having your own sound? I mean, that's what it is about. When you put on a record, when you put on something, you know it's Bill Evans, and you know it's Herbie, or you know that it's Miles or Wayne Shorter, you know, and if it isn't, you know that it's, you know, that they're taking it from them, you know? I mean, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. Back in the 80s, when I was, like, doing a lot of pop work and everything like that, people would come up to me with me, that's you on that record, right? I'm going, yeah, what? You're a synthesizer, man. I know what you do with it, man. It had to be you. And I'm saying, wow. And that's what Miles always said, man. It's always about having your own sound, that people know that it's you when they hear you. And that's what I'm trying to put across with this whole thing.
That brilliant, modern, enticing electric groove is titled Close to the Action from Kind of New, the latest from Jason Miles and Ingrid Jensen. This is Russ Davis, and speaking of innovators, Wes Montgomery broke new ground without a doubt with his unique sliding octave style. Here's a taste with Tommy Flanagan on piano and Percy and Albert Heath joining him. It's 6-4 from the 1960 album The Incredible Guitar of Wes Montgomery on Jazz America from VOA 1. Every artist needs a breakthrough album, and in 1960, Wes Montgomery had his. The album, The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery, 6-4, one of his most famous compositions, not only a unique player, but a fantastic composer as well. This is Russ Davis, and coming up, I've got some more of my conversation backstage at the Blue Note with the great Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles, and more from their album Kind of New. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's another of those many, many email messages I've received these days that requests a simple one-page history of jazz, a very brief history of jazz for those who'd like to know a little bit more about the music and maybe don't know the brief history of jazz. Well, just for a point of reference, I'll be happy to send it to you if you write me an email at jazzamerica@voanews.com, as Fasil Abate did. Fasil wrote me this: "Hi there, I'm a regular attendee of this program from Ethiopia, and I would like to have a copy of the jazz history." Well, I sent it right along to Fasil Abate, and I hope you enjoyed reading along the brief history of jazz as you listen to the music. Now, speaking of listening to the music, I'll dedicate a song to you, Fasil Abate, and it is jazz in every sense of the word, and it's by a vocalist, but there is no lyric. There is only the human voice used as another instrument. And this time, it's from one of the fine singers from Brazil, Luciana Souza. And she says about this new release, Speaking in Tongues, "I think that this recording captures something new for me, the intensely collaborative, intuitive, and conversational nature of jazz, and in doing so creates a music that transcends the borders and boundaries of genre." That's a lot of the topic of conversation I enjoyed with Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles, too, with their genre-bursting music from Kind of New. So let's hear a new song from Luciana Souza as she gives us this piece from Speaking in Tongues titled Filhos de Gandhi on VOA's Jazz America.
Assim, ó, tem um menino, tem aquela senhora de lá, tem aquela senhora de lá. We'll be right back.
When the last decade of his life and career rolled around the 1980s, Miles Davis wanted to change the sound once again, as he'd done so many times before. So he brought in Marcus Miller and Jason Miles to help shape the sound of his music for that time. If you were listening closely, behind Miles' muted trumpet, that mysterious sound he created, and the bass playing of Marcus Miller, and listened closely to all of the electronics, the synthesizers, creating that wall of sound behind them, then the person who created that is one of my special guests on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Jason Miles. Let's go backstage once again to the Blue Note in New York City to speak with Jason and his compatriot on the new album, Kind of New, trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, here on VOA's Jazz America.
I was always enthralled by just everything Miles always told me, you know what I mean? Just, you know, like, they want me to come to Europe and play Kind of Blue, man, and they'll pay me $1 million. And I was like, wow, you know what I mean? And he wouldn't do it. And it just showed me, man, there's a lot deeper stuff going on with this guy, you know what I mean? And my thing was that, like, I was a Fender Rhodes baby, you know, back in the day, you know, and I listened to all the great ones. Zawinul was a friend of mine, you know, and that, and this is what kind of brought me to say, everybody is using this stuff, acoustic here, acoustic there, they're not giving the real sound of it, and that was a moment of mine, where that's what I did for a lot of people, I programmed for a lot of people, and gave them their sound, and gave them this, and now it's time to develop a sound for a project for us.
Well, these songs are concise arrangements. These are compositions. This isn't just starting a groove and just playing for 20 minutes, as Miles was known to do. And the work you did with him, too, Tutu, those were concise songs that wasn't just free 25-minute pieces.
Which he would have done if you just told him, because that's how actually Tutu was before it was Tutu. And they were working on all this material. It was much looser and much out there, and that's not what Tommy wanted from him. And what Tommy wanted from him was to play tunes where he can play melodies.
We're talking Tommy LaPuma.
Yeah, and that's how Tutu is. And when you come to that, and you know, be honest, and I don't mean to embarrass anybody, I don't know many trumpet players that really find that spot in the middle. And Ingrid found that spot.
I concur.
Thank you.
Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles with Super City from their brilliant new work, Kind of New. From that inventive genre-busting style of music to another very bold and brave musician who is never afraid to push the envelope. Here's Charles Mingus, Better Get Hittin' Yo' Soul, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
late great NEA jazz master Chico Hamilton once told me Charlie Mingus was the craziest dude he ever knew. Well, his music was crazy wonderful, wasn't it? Better get hit in your soul from the 1963 release, Mingus, Mingus, Mingus. And I certainly hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ingrid Jensen and Jason Miles and music from their brilliant new work, Kind of New. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me for the next edition of Jazz America for a major August birthday party. Four of the living masters of modern jazz, still going strong, all celebrate birthdays in August. Jack DeJohnette on the 9th, Pat Metheny on the 12th, and Wayne Shorter and Pat Martino on the 25th. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me